Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Showing love to all his unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I am your boy, Seti J. Of course, I am the host of this great, crazy show. And, man, it is Wednesday. And I know Wednesday is known as Hump Day, so as usual, it's a reminder to remind you that if you go to hump, make sure you hump responsibly. So there you go as our PSA for every Hump Day. But today is going to be a very, 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 very big day today. A lot of big things going to happen today in the show. You know, there's the surprise that we have that we're going to tell you guys, and even have a very special guest who's going to be on the show when we talk about it, too. So be on the lookout for that. And that's from my girl, Miss Melissa, a.k.a. Miss Urban Goddess. And we chopping up with her. She's part of the Dust of Mind model group. And for those of you who are new to the game and whatnot, Dust of Mind model group is actually a group of signed and unsigned models who just came together for a movement to kind of have somewhere where people are promoting them and what they have going on, and also able to help mingle with other models and, you know, kind of encourage each other doing other things, let you know what's going on in each other's cities, all that kind of stuff. That's what the whole movement's all about. And we'll be chopping up about her new project she's got coming up, how the name Urban Guys came about, which is, y'all got to wait for this story. Her being featured in Thick Magazine, and it's about some of the photographers she's working with, so still on the lookout for that. We have to go ahead and go to the phone line now, because I think that's her on the line now. All right, you're on Life at Dust Live, your boy, Seti J. Who is this?
Hi, Seti.
What's up? Nothing much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, this has been a day that's been, you know, it's been a comment for a while now.
Yes, I know.
So yeah, it's gonna go real bananas, most definitely, because a lot of people probably been wondering what the heck is Seti over there talking about. Surprise this, surprise that, and you know, I'll mention it later in the show because y'all think I was gonna be slick. I was gonna tell y'all so early, but I mentioned
later. No, they got to wait for that. They
got to wait. Right, right. It's like, you know, it's like when you wait for that, you wait to get some ice cream, you're always like, begging your mom to get some ice cream, and she's like, not till you finish eating your dinner, so you got to eat your dinner first for you to get the ice cream.
I feel you.
So, going into it, that's, first off, the chopping of you as far as, like, who you are and whatnot, like, first off, like, how did you actually get started into modeling?
Well, it was like a year or two after I graduated high school, and I wasn't really doing anything, so somebody actually suggested that I join Model Mayhem. So I did. I never really thought I would get any, like, offers, never thought I would shoot, especially as soon as I did after joining, because it was only like 2 months I was on there, and I was getting offers. But I never started taking it seriously until maybe the past year or two. So I've been doing it for 5 years, so, yeah.
Well, definitely. And, you know, was there always something else? Was modeling always what you wanted to do, or was there something else that you said, oh, I kind of wanted to do this, but now modeling really is something like that's what's right up your alley?
Well, because I don't know, because I've always been a shy person, so I never thought, oh, I'll be modeling, have a whole bunch of followers and all this kind of stuff. I never really saw this happening. So now that I see myself growing and people coming to me with offers, like, I have so many more ideas of stuff I want to do using my modeling and the exposure I'm getting to, like, do new projects, have events and all this kind of stuff. So it's like I'm using all the stuff that I'm getting now to have new outlets and do new things.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, it's just definitely great to see people who not only are doing good what they love doing, but also, you know, being humble about it, too. I can't stress that enough to people. And, you know, so here's a very, very, very interesting fact here. Like, how did you actually come up with the name Urban Goddess?
Well, I'm in my neighborhood, and I'm always walking around here, and it's always guys trying to holler, want to talk to me, whatever. So one day, this guy actually, he was trying to talk to me, and he said something about how I'm an urban goddess. He's not going to call me sexy, blah, 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 because I hear that all the time. So it kind of stuck me because nobody really says anything original. Like, I'm always hearing sexy, shorty this, lady in the red, all this corny stuff. So when I heard urban goddess, it really stuck with me. And it's crazy because I used to see the guy every single day, and I haven't seen him in years. So he has no idea that I took the name he gave me, nothing at all, but I love it. And it's just
so I know he's probably like, dang, like, I remember I was that guy that was walking the street, and she said, you know what, I want to go ahead and use that name.
Yes.
So basically, taking that name out from what he said, like, what kind of characteristics have you added to that name yourself that you decide to continue keeping that name?
Well, because I feel it's like a different persona because, like I said, I'm a shy person. I'm not that outspoken. I'm not that outgoing. I'm humble. I'm quiet. I keep to myself for the most part. So, like, when I'm in front of the camera, it's like a whole different person. That's when I let loose. Like, when people see me, like, they don't really, like, most of the time when my friends and, like, people I know see my pictures, it's like they're surprised. They're not used to seeing me like that. So, yeah, like I said, it's a different persona. That's not really me. That's Goddess right there.
Right. And I feel you. I tell people all the time, people don't believe me, and I say, I'm a shy person. They don't believe it. They really don't believe it. They're
exactly.
Like, no way. Because most of the time you probably see me, it's not like you say, it's not basically what you're trying to say. It's not like you're trying to say, like, you putting this fake personality, but
yeah.
when you're in certain entities, when you're in entertainment, your certain persona tends to come out more. It's just another extension of you that just comes out at a certain time.
Yeah.
And that's how I am. Like, I'm shy. I really am a shy person, but when I get on this air or I'm out DJ or something, I'm like, there's a difference between Cedric and Ceddie J. It's a whole different person. So, as far as, like, so this is moving forward as far as that. Yeah, we know the whole Urban Goddess story. And you know what? You actually the second person on here whose model name came from a guy that they encountered, whether it was somebody they were in love with or somebody just saw them on the street.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's always interesting when I'm a person, I like names that have meaning to them. Like, if it's just like, oh, my name is Sexy Chocolate. And it's like, okay, why is your name Sexy Chocolate? Because I'm chocolate and I'm sexy. What? Okay, you know, I like the, so they had like a deep story behind it. So that's a really good look.
Definitely.
Okay, so, all right, so, oh, man. Okay, so basically with that, too, you know, you've been in magazines and the different photographers, like, and I think I've asked you this before, like, if you had, and I know it'd be tough, if you had to pick your top five photographers that you work with, not for any particular order necessarily, who would you say?
That's not fair. Oh, man. Top five. That's not a fair question.
I see. You can't hide if it is a top five, because if we really want to, we can just go to your Facebook page and we can know. Okay, we know what one of the top five is.
Okay, let me think. Top five. Okay, I'm going to go with the ones who I see, like, really help me grow. So I'm going to say Phoenix, definitely. I'm going to say my homie Joey Island Boy. My homie Manny from Fresh Honesty. Who else? Two more. This is not fair. let me think. Oh yeah, my homie Anthony from Thick Magazine, of course, definitely. And one more. This is not fair though.
That's the point. That's the point. Setting James is never fair.
I know people are gonna hate me. Who am I gonna pick? Let me think. Somebody help me out. Well, I have one that I didn't even work with yet. I might have worked, but I won't mention him yet. But I'll probably say, oh my god. This is not fair. Oh yeah, my homie LM Photography that I work with this Dipstick Magazine. Definitely, yeah.
There you go.
That's five, right?
That's five. That's exactly. Ding, 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 ding.
That was not fair.
I love putting y'all on the spot. Oh man. Okay, so what we're going to do, before I ask you some more questions, and of course, a big surprise everyone wants to know soon. I may want to mention that in the day, too. We're going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is Purple Skies. I need the name of the artist. I just know a person sent it to me. He didn't tell me the name of the artist. That's a bad look, but I know this song. So here we go. This is Purple Skies. We'll be right back.
Hey, girl. Kick back, grab, sag, and get my choke on. I feel just like
my A-ball dirty zone. That's my cousin Dookie in a dollar home. Yeah, that's nice, Philly. Yeah, that's the LA. I'm a box strong with it. Hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, come a toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
Girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Seti J. We are in the building with my girl, Miss Urban Goddess.
Yes.
And yeah, if y'all miss any parts of the show, me, I can always check it out. Go back to blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ, or y'all can go and then look for the show with her on it, or y'all can go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live and look for the show with her on it. And it's free to download to check it out. So there you go. Lots of different ways you can listen back. All right. So, you know, we've gotten the easy parts out of the way. The easy stuff out of the way. Okay. So, well, one thing I want to talk to you too about the experience, like when you did that. You were talking about Dipstick, or a little bit about Dipstick, and we did that Dipstick magazine promo or whatnot.
Yeah.
I just don't see how you kept a straight face the whole time. Because I'm like, this dude is like, he really was like the black version of Doof and Dot in Zaki's commercial. I was just looking like, oh my God, this dude really did pull it off. And I was sitting there crying, laughing. I'm like, what the heck?
That was too funny. That was mad fun, though. It really was. Because we did it on the spot. There was, like, no practicing. We did it on the spot. And I'm always giggling, laughing at everything. So me trying to hold in my laughing took a lot of work. But, yeah, that was definitely fun.
Like, how did you hold it in? Because, I mean, I'm looking at you. I'm like, ain't no way in the world. I was like, how the heck did she not laugh? Because you had that face. I'm like, yeah, I'm serious about this. I'm like, dang, how could she have done it? I wouldn't have to undo it. You know, good actors, what they do, of course, but still, at the end of the day, it still is. Sometimes you really think to yourself at the end of the day, how the heck do we hold our faces in like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how did you actually get involved with doing stuff with this magazine?
How did I get involved? Oh, yeah. Facebook, of course. Basically, everything I find is either a Model Mayhem or Facebook. But I saw a casting on Facebook, I think sometime in July, I believe, or early August. And I went, when I see a casting and it looks promising, not no dead end something, I go. And you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes you get, new opportunities. Sometimes you don't. So I just went by myself, and, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's a lot of people always try to say, hey, looking for stuff, and really it's stuff behind that nose, but it's so lazy to look, or it's so they're so stuck up about stuff. They're like, oh well, I'm too good for this. It's like I'm a celebrity already. Some people, that happens in music, modeling, whatever. Everybody does one little thing, and all of a sudden they're freaking stars. It cracks me up.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing. When you came over to here with Dust of Rob Model Group, you did the exact same thing. It sounded exactly how you did this. I usually, everybody knows that you follow me on Twitter, and y'all know I'm the automated king. I have things set to where I hardly have to do anything. There's stuff when I'm actually doing a lot of stuff myself, too. But I have most stuff automated. And one of the things that I automate is whenever people follow me, it sends them a DM, about promoting what I got going on. And then a lot of people don't respond back, or a lot of people just kind of, whatever. And you hit me up, you was like, did it. I'm like, what the heck? You're throwing me off because I'm like, some people act real stupid about DMs. And I'm sitting here looking at, I go to my Facebook, and I'm like, okay, I see somebody just liked it. That's what I said, oh, who's that? Oh, that's a girl from Twitter. And then all of a sudden, I go to this spot, and I'm like, oh. So it was just crazy. And from day one, you pretty much were you were very receptive of working with what we had going on. And
yeah,
that's the thing, man. A lot of people don't realize that, to me, when you do the small stuff, a lot of people are trying to make you pay them. It's man, you got to pay me $100 a month to do this for you, man. It's little things for me, it just goes so far for me. We would do some little things and like that. And I never forget it.
There's so much networking and stuff you could do on the internet. It's every little site you could join, you never know who you're going to link up with. You never know who's going to see your information. So it's why not? You're not spending any money. Even if you're spending money, it's you're investing in yourself. So
right.
It's maximized on everything.
And especially when a person has stuff there to prove a good track record. That's what I don't understand.
Exactly.
Track record in your face.
Yes, it definitely is.
And that's the thing, too. All right, so with that, too, you also have another magazine, too, Thick Magazine, which that was pretty nice, too. I saw the spreads you had for there and tear sheets. What was the experience of working with them?
That was mad comfortable because I was working with him for a good maybe 3-4 years because he was actually one of the first photographers I worked with, probably the third or fourth I worked with. And the first set of pictures that wound up in the magazine, I actually took that the very first shoot, and he saved them for the magazine. And I think it was in the magazine maybe twice or three times, I believe. But, yeah, I liked him. It was nice and smooth. There was no, sometimes there's a little tension or whatever, but everything just went smoothly. It's when you see that people are serious about what they're doing, that everything just goes so much more smoother.
Exactly. And I tell him, too, you say, it's a lot of times some people aren't serious.
Exactly.
Some people, it's just people say, I want to be a rapper, and they're not. It's what if you, okay, so why do you want to be a rapper? And it's I'm trying to be famous and this. guess it's good to be famous, but if you don't really want to do this, please don't waste your time. This is gonna be, you're gonna have a lot of heartaches in this, thinking that you're just gonna walk right in and just say, "Oh, I want to." Main reason why I'm getting this is to be famous. That's craziness.
Mhm.
All right, so as we go, too, it's gonna get about me like in the last 5 minutes. All right, so I'm gonna ask you what my favorite questions are asked, and one of them is basically like, what is like the worst? Like you already told about the Urban Goddess thing. Mm-hmm. What's like the worst thing? What's like the worst pickup line and crazy thing that dudes try to do to try to get at you?
Oh boy, I gotta pick one. I don't. Let me think. The worst one? I don't know about
one.
The worst one, because it's only, oh, gosh. Should I be hearing something? I don't know. The worst pickup line. That's hard. I really like drawing a blank right now. The worst pickup line.
Pick one of them. You ain't got to take, it doesn't necessarily be the worst. Hey, I'll pick one of them.
A bad pickup line. I don't know. The thing I really hate is like when I'm walking down the block and like texting or something like that, and they'll just like shouting at their phone number. Like I'm supposed to like really take it down and call you. Doubt it.
Whoa. Time out. The dude's like shouting his phone number out to you.
Yes, like I'll be walking down the block. It happens all the time. I'll be walking down the block and I'll be either texting or just holding my phone in my hand. And they'll just be like, 347, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm really not listening. Most of the time, I really have my headphones and I'm not listening to anything, but I hear what everybody's saying. But yeah.
Right.
They really like start out shouting out their number, like 347, and continue. And it's like, am I really supposed to like take down your number? Like, you really think that works? Like, I really think in my head, like, all the stuff that these dudes are saying, does that really work? Like, I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the crazy stuff work. You know, and at the end of the day, it just depends. Sometimes, it's weird, because sometimes I'm just naturally silly. So I don't really try to use pickup lines. I just say silly stuff, so it works for me sometimes. But it depends on how it is. Some dudes are being fake and just trying to do pickup lines instead of just naturally being themselves.
Exactly.
And it shows, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely not it. But nobody wants to use pickup lines, so.
But yeah, and that's the thing. And I shout out to the. But you see, Steve, y'all be thinking y'all be the only ones, man. Like, come on. Dude, y'all be turning that engine. Some of these females are crazy too. I'm telling you, like you were talking about people with comments and stuff. It's like I remember someone was in the chat room and they were like, "I want you to take your shirt off right now," and stuff like that. I'm like,
oh.
"Whoa, Nick, I'm glad I was a moderator in that chat room. I heard it and said, okay, this person's creeping me out."
So
we get it just as bad as y'all do. Maybe you need some crazies.
Oh man.
All right, so, you know, we come to the end. Okay, so now basically the big secret that we have been hiding from everyone for all this time, it's probably like 2 to 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
I'll probably say 2 weeks just to be safe because it might not have been that long. But, no, me and Urban guys are talking for a bit. We talked about something really big, and we talked about, you know, basically her in the future of Life After Death Live. And basically, I chopped it up with her. And starting next week, starting this month, this coming up Monday, Urban Guys is going to be the official co-host of Life After Death Live. So there y'all go. And that's the big secret. A lot of people, and that's the media who is really giving you a hard time about how many secrets you got. Said he's really coming for me. But that's the big secret. And you know, it's just very good to have her, because one thing is it's good to see someone who believes in a vision of what's going on as much as I do, that's very important as far as when having somebody else on the show. So, and plus, you know, then plus it's always good to have a female, because then, you know, sometimes when I get out of line, which is rarely, because males don't get out of line, you have her, you know, she'll have her on here to kind of combat that. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big secret I have been hiding from all y'all. You make sure you check it out. Keep listening on what's going on. Next week, tomorrow, we got one more show of the week. We got DJ Spinmo will be on the show tomorrow. Then next week is when the beautiful Urban God herself start the show. And we have Max and Millie Monday. Tuesday is Hot Mess Day. And Wednesday is Cubana Lust. You know, big, very, very big from World Star Hip Hop. And then Thursday, you're going to have my boy AV. So that's everything that's going down for next week. And let them know as far as, like, how they keep up with all your stuff. You got a lot of stuff going on. Let them know how they keep up with you.
Well, of course, Facebook, my fan page is facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC. Photographers and models could find me on modelmayhem.com/UrbanGoddessNYC. My Twitter is @UrbanGoddessNYC. And if you need to email me, you can email me at goddessthemodel@yahoo.com.
Yeah, there we good. Go. All right. So, basically, like I said, I'm very happy to have you, and can't wait to see what crazy stuff we come up with. So, everyone, just definitely stay tuned. And once again, thank you for coming to the show, and thank you for being a part of the future of the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All right, y'all. Y'all know everything. As we in every show, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is. And I'm laughing because you sat there and quoted me.
Yeah.
So that's all. I'll be changing it. I'm going to start changing it, but all it's going to be where there's a J, there's an Urban, there's a way. So that's going to be that's gonna be a new part of it. All right. So. We'll see y'all later.